And Jesus said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And the father divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, but no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and before you, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and be merry. For this, my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him safe and sound. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years I have served you, and I have never transgressed at any time your commandment. And yet you never gave me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son has come, who has devoured your living with harlots, you have killed for him the fatted calf. And the father said unto him, Son, you are ever with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry, and be glad. For this, your brother was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. Luke chapter 15 verse 11-32.